like to take, so take a look at me now. Come on, Tony.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
You know the song.
Take a look at me now.
Would you come if I have to take? So take a look at me now.
Good afternoon, gamblers.
Good afternoon.
Hello, Tony. Hello, Todd.
How's everyone doing today?
Good, good.
This is Bro 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 Bets, a podcast for degenerates by degenerates. What
Tony
we do
Diggs.
Is every day we run you through the slate of games, no matter what sport it is, and we give you our opinions, facts, trends, stats, gut feelings,
umpires,
weather, everything that you need to know about those games that are going on. And we start each show with the right side, where we recap last night and last night's picks. You guys didn't do too bad.
No.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Tony did not do well.
Tony didn't do well.
It happens. Went 1-4. But my one win was the best bet.
Ah, look at you.
So the best bets are on a good run still for me. And I also suffered a horrendous beat. Toronto, New York Yankees. Both are in the bottom three versus right-hand pitching.
First five, Tony.
In the situation last night. Under five, first five. It's 2-0 going into the bottom of the 2-0 going into the bottom of the fifth.
Boy, you got some.
Boy,
got some.
You were feeling good, weren't you?
Feeling great. Tanaka's marching back out to the mound. He's fucking hasn't been touched yet, and then he gives up fucking four runs in the bottom of the fifth.
Unbelievable.
To score six total and lose that one. That
disgraced his country.
Disgraced his country. That was a tough one.
Right before the release of Godzilla, too.
Right after the release of Godzilla. Yeah. But that's probably what had him rattled, to be honest.
Probably.
So I lost that one. We were all on the Twins. It just wasn't their night.
Mm-mm.
Nope.
They were up early, and then it just wasn't their night. Todd's best bet was a funny one for me.
Yeah. How about that one?
They were down.
Go ahead.
In Todd's defense here, and like I would have taken the Twins or the Brewers too, but like all. Gambling Twitter was hilarious because everyone was on Milwaukee last night,
mm-hmm.
just because it was the right side. They were down 15-0 after five.
15-0
to the
Gorman.
Fucking Miami Marlins.
To the Miami Marlins, Gorman.
Who are basically?
How does that happen?
Basically a Triple A team.
Triple A squad. Fucking Triple A squad.
How does that happen?
Did you turn it off, Todd?
Oh, yeah. I wasn't gonna watch it. I saw early what was happening. I was like, fuck this.
Got a good look at
it. I mean, in a world where everything makes sense.
That doesn't?
That didn't make
sense. That does not make sense.
A lot of things don't make sense in gambling. Under first five, San Diego and Philly. What's his name? Got fucking rocked again.
Charlie Paddock? What?
Yeah, Paddock got fucking rocked again.
Yeah.
He's dead.
Or Chris
I'll
Paddock,
never bet on him again.
Yes.
Gorms. Another two WNBA winners for you yesterday.
Hey, look at you.
I just tell you, I like the sport. What can I say?
I mean, when you are so passionate about something that you have to jerk off while watching
Jesus
it, it's just God. Something you're going to make good picks God, with.
I agree with that.
It's just something you're going to make good picks with.
Guys.
The Dodgers first five. Winner. Congrats on that winner.
Yeah,
Dodgers
thank you.
First
thank
five.
You.
My best bet, Cincy first five. Luis Castillo, obviously.
You just don't go against Luis.
No, Texas first five. They were getting blown out by Baltimore. Who was that? What's one of you?
It wasn't me.
Not me.
Huh.
Oh, no, it was me.
Yeah. And it wasn't looking good early. The Tampa Bay Detroit over 8.5, but it cashed in at the end. They went way over.
Thank you.
But it was
Cabrera.
Under for a while. Yeah, Miggy Cabrera. Look at that. How's he doing these days, Gorms?
He's just never really recovered from the three seasons ago knee issues, but he can still spray it. But I tell you what, I'm going to listen for another show, but dump that contract, Tigers, please, and get him to a contender, please.
All right, so we went through some of our best bets last night. As I said, Todd, the Milwaukee first five was not a winner.
Nope.
Gorms, WNBA winner. And then I had the Reds, so I'm now 2-0-1. Gorms, you are 2-1. Todd, not a great week for our, but you are leading in the crowns for the degenerate of the week. So we can't say.
You gotta have, hey, a bad week happens. Hey.
A bad week happens. I mean, you're not having a bad week though. You were 6-0 the other day,
yeah,
or 6-1 or whatever. But you're 3-2
last night,
and he'll bounce back today with like
it's just
6-0 slate.
It's just the
you
best
know?
Bet. The quote unquote best bet isn't working out this week, which happens.
Yeah,
which happens. But we're gonna give you a chance right now to redeem yourself and give us your best bet for today.
Okay, my best bet for today is we have Toronto on the road.
Yep.
Against Golden State.
Yep.
Kevin Durant is out.
Okay.
Klay Thompson is questionable.
Probably out.
Kevin Looney out for the season.
Yep.
Now, Kerr pulled a rabbit out of his hat winning game two by figuring out rotations to get around all the injuries and whatnot, but only because Toronto missed the fuck out of wide open shots in the second half.
Uh-huh.
I think tonight they get dialed in, and I think they pull this one out or at least cover the spread. But I'm even more confident that Toronto goes into halftime with the lead, just like they did in the first two games. So
okay.
I'm taking the Raptors plus two first half.
Raptors plus two first half. I like it. Gorms, I know you have – I don't know if it's your best bet or not, but I know you have an opinion on the NBA game. What do you think?
Well, I don't want to upset the apple cart here. That's an old saying, Todd. I don't know what it means.
Yeah, yeah, you and your stick and your apple cart.
And before, because I know what you're about to say.
Okay.
I have faith Steve Kerr will figure out again the proper rotations to work around the injuries and to neutralize whatever is Toronto's putting on them in the first half. But I think it's going to take him into the second half or after halftime to get it to be effective.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah,
so
sure,
I think it's a slow start for them trying to figure out what matchups are best and whatnot. So that's why I'm confident in that first half.
I like Golden State by 16 to 18 points tonight. So I think this is a walk
in the
park.
Golden State by 16
points. I will call this my best bet tonight. I understand what you're saying, Todd, but they are different in Oracle up there. And this team, and I'm talking about Toronto, has got a lot of support. Great support in the first couple of games. I'm talking about you, Nick Powell, Freddie Van Fleet, Serge Ibaka even. But you guys have to come out, and you have to do it on the road. Kawhi will be there. He'll get his 30-35, but I don't think the supporting cast comes through, and I think these hot shooters and Klay Thompson. Yes, I said it. Klay Thompson sees the game. We've seen this before in the finals. Where is he going to play? Is he not going to play? Comes in, chips in with 22. It's that kind of night. I like Golden State big tonight.
Yeah, I get what you're saying about Klay in the past, but like his interview, and maybe he's playing it up. Maybe he's playing up for the cameras and so Toronto changes their game plan or whatnot. But Klay, in his interview, where he's like, I don't know. I don't want to risk it one game, so then I'll be out the rest of the series.
Quick turnaround for a hammy pull like
scared
that.
Scared me a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It was obviously a significant pull for him not to return to the game. That was a big game. A lot going on. So I don't know.
Little fun fact here. Golden State is only getting 37% of the bets. That's their lowest in like 6 years.
Nice.
That they're getting this little of betting action on them. I don't know what to do with you two. As far as
I tell you what,
well,
I
my
can
first
do.
Half bet doesn't affect his.
Yeah.
I mean, Golden State does when they do win by that much. It's usually a fucking
correct
the last period and a half.
Yeah,
I agree with that, and I can switch my best bet because I was tossing these two bets.
No,
games
back
and
forth. Don't switch your best bet.
I don't think one neutralizes the other
because it's a different. You're just saying.
I'm just saying for one, I want you talking to that microphone.
Take the half. You're saying take the first half.
I'd say there's no way Toronto doesn't cover or win the first half. They've done it both games.
Run with it, Tony.
You know what?
They come out strong. And Golden State, says, you know, they come out slower.
I'm going to run with it.
Run with
I'm
it.
I'm running with it, Gorms. I mean, there's no way Toronto comes out with a fucking box and one again. It's a high school defense. Then they're not going to do it again. But they will do something where if it's only Steph, that they will attack Steph with everything. And then is Boogie Cousins? I mean, I know Boogie's good enough. He's really, really good.
He's back.
But
think.
Does he have the conditioning to be back to go 35, 40 minutes?
I don't want 40 minutes out of him tonight. If they can get 25 minutes out of Boogie where he's coming in here and getting double-digit boards and hopefully double-digit points, look the flip out.
Yeah, I saw a prop bet. His over-under for points tonight is 12. I like the over for that on Boogie tonight. Also, Draymond was at 12, too. Yep. I mean, we forget that Draymond is also really good.
And we forget about if Klay Thompson sits, they're going to be looking for that sharpshooter. And this kid could go off for 50 tonight. I mean,
who?
He also could go off for 13. Steph? I'm talking about Steph. Yeah.
Well, he's not going to go for 13, I can tell you that.
Well, I'm just saying, if you got, our biggest offensive asset is right here in front of us, and you got Draymond out there, you got Boogie out there, they're going to be kicking for threes. It's a big night for Steph.
If I had to lean.
I think it's a big night for Kawhi.
I don't know. You guys have your sides on this. I don't have an opinion on it. It's just
we don't have to put it up.
No, either way. No.
I mean, this is just food for thought for the listeners.
Oh no, we're putting something up.
And if I arm wrestle Todd, he's gonna win. And if we Roman Greco wrestle, he's gonna win. So just go with it.
All right, so Todd,
if we play Jeopardy, you're gonna win.
Todd's best bet is Toronto first half plus +2. Gorms, I don't know if I found a best bet. Are you taking the Warriors as your best bet?
Oh, that's my best bet. Okay, yeah, so covering you're going 4.5. Yes,
you're going Warriors best bet. So we covered the NBA there and two of our best bets. My best bet, if you guys don't mind, I'm going to go into the baseball world.
There you go.
Let's get there.
I am going to go the Colorado Rockies minus -105 versus the Chicago Cubs. Colorado is number one in the last 30 days versus right-hand pitching. Yu Darvish is on the mound for the Cubs. Hasn't been great. Did have a nice start in his last time out.
He's been pretty sharp, Tony.
He did have a nice start in his last time out, but he still has a 6.32 ERA at Wrigley, which they are at today. And then Herman Marquez is on the mound for Colorado, who has a 2.08 ERA on the road. So I'm going Colorado minus the 105
like it.
As my best bet today. Okay?
Isn't that an early one today?
I don't know, to be honest. It might be like a 4 o'clock game. I was looking at it earlier.
Yeah, there's one at 1:15, 1:30, and another at 3:15.
Yeah, there's a nice little array of games. That game specifically is at 8:05, Gorms. It is not a day game.
Sorry about
it
that.
It is at night. Gorms, what's your best baseball bet?
My best baseball bet is I'm going out to the desert. Arizona Diamondbacks are taking on the Dodgers. I love the bats of the Dodgers always, even when they're quiet the night before. But John Duplantier has given up 3 runs over his last 6 innings, as well as Kent Maeda for the Dodgers, 3 runs over his last 6, or close to 3 runs over his last 6. So I was going to go first 5 on that, and I said, you know what? I like the over 9.5 over here, L.A. Dodgers pouring it on in the 6th through 9th innings in Arizona. Same thing when they get to the bullpen. Okay, I did the same thing last night with Tampa Bay and Detroit. Yeah. I'm doing the same thing tonight. Dodgers, Diamondbacks, I like the over 9.5 between these two.
All right, I am also – I'm jumping on that game. I'm not jumping on the over. I'm going to take – I think I'm going to go Dodgers. Dodgers are only minus 170, which is – which isn't terrible, but the run line is minus 115. Dodgers are third versus right-hand pitching. And your boy Duplantier in Arizona is 23rd versus right-hand pitching. And Kent Almeida, like you said, 7-2 with 3.6 ERA. I think I'm going to go Dodgers run line on that one.
Like it.
But for the parlay, we're going to put your over in there. Because we can't put both. So I'm going to give you, since we didn't put your Golden State in
appreciate
there,
it.
We're going to put the Dodgers over. Todd, you got some baseball bets for me, buddy?
Sure I do. I got the Twins money line. Cleveland, they got them at plus +117. Good value on this one because Martin Perez gets the start for the Twins. He's 7-2, 3.71 ERA. He's a lefty, and guess what? Cleveland is 28th in the league hitting against lefties at home, and the Twins are facing Carlos Carrasco, 4-6, 4.99 ERA. Death for the Indians tonight. The Twins rebound.
Let me jump on that because we were on the Twins last night.
Mm-hmm.
As you said, Martin Perez has been very solid. Cleveland, 28th versus left-hand pitching. Minnesota is 5th versus right-hand pitching. Carrasco's last 2 outings, he's given up 6-5, both in 6 innings.
Love it.
And the Twins are 15-3 after a loss. So I'm also jumping on the Twins tonight. Continue with your picks, Todd.
Tampa Bay.
Oh, a little bounce back night for them.
Run line. They get that at minus -120. Money line's minus -188. I'm confident enough I'm going to take the run line at Detroit. Tampa Bay has Charlie Morton on the hill, 6-0, 2.54 ERA. Tampa Bay is a very good team that's coming off the heels of a 4-game losing streak, including a loss to Detroit yesterday. Mm-hmm. Yep. So I think they put on a show tonight. They're facing Spencer Turnbull. Effective pitcher.
Yeah, he's been up and down.
Keeps the run down, up and down. Tonight he gets fucking shelled.
Love that.
I think they win this game by 6-7 runs.
I like it, Todd.
Is that your last? Is that the last of your baseball picks?
That's all I got. It's a short list today.
Awesome. Gourmets.
Yo.
You got some WNBA for
us,
buddy? I do.
We got one game on the slate tonight. It is the Chicago Sky at the Washington Mystics. And you Chicago Sky fans, sorry about this, but Elena Deladon is back, and she is healthy after missing a game or two and then came back last game, getting herself back in shape. It will be a blowout tonight in Washington. Chicago Sky 1-1 on the year. Courtney Vandersloot, you remember her digs. You remember her,
yeah,
Todd.
I do.
She's
fan.
Awful good, but they have no depth. And Washington, good team with arguably the best player in the league. I am taking them to cover the big spread of 11 tonight. You can probably get that at 10 if you wait out a little bit, is my guess, because that's a lot of points in the WNBA. I like the Mystics in a blowout tonight, WNBA.
Gorms, I'll be honest with you. I'm trying to put it in our parlay here, and it's not accepting it as an eligible bet within the parlay, and I'm starting to think that the WNBA and the books are on to you.
They're on to me. They're
sniffing
me out.
And they're just not letting me put your WNBA picks in the fucking parlay.
I'm like a card counter to them.
You really are.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, luckily it's not legal in the state yet, so you're not going to be banned. we're still offshore, but
that's all right. Take it out. Do what you got
to
do.
No, I have to. I have no choice. The system won't let me put it in.
But the Bro Bets listeners, they know what to do.
Yeah, they know. Mystics. They know the Mystics are the fucking fire pick of the night for WNBA. Do you got anything else?
I'm going to just do a little toe in the water, sneak peek out at the horses with Belmont, and I'm glad Todd's next to me because I am going to talk about Todd and something that he did a couple weeks ago. First off, we have the favorite War of Will.
Mm-hmm.
It's going off at 2-1 favorite. Here's the little inside the barn stuff that you can't get anywhere else.
Okay.
He's put on 65 pounds since his last race 3 weeks ago.
65
pounds? Is he juicing?
Is that a lot for a horse?
Well, they go about 1,200 to 1,400 pounds. So, no, it's not huge, but it is something. I think it'd be like me, you, or Todd putting on about 6 pounds over the course
like
of 3 weeks.
So, like a weekend.
Little extra.
But, hey, he is the favorite right now, but I don't like him to win this race. Okay, Todd Pletcher's got a couple of horses in this race, Spinoff and Intrepid Heart. Don't like them, but I'm going to put them in my win, place, and show bets. But my pick for this, and it is only Wednesday, but my pick for the Saturday race right now is Bourbon's War, a horse that you recently. He's going off at 12-1. I like the number. I hope it stays there, 12-15-1. But that's my early Wednesday look at the Belmont, and I'll come back with more exact picks on Friday.
You know, we appreciate that. Your Bourbon's War, Horse Soldier Bourbon.
There it is.
Incredible stuff.
Might be a lock.
So those are our picks for today. That's everything that we went through today. Two picks had to be left. Actually, more than some picks that are being left out of the Cup of Coffee
ahead,
Day
Tony.
Parlay
Go
are
Go
the Golden State Warriors because we're going with Todd and the Toronto Raptors first half.
Like it.
And you can't put first half bet and a game bet in for a parlay. A little fun fact. My run line for the Dodgers is being left out because we're going with Gorms' over 9.5 for Dodgers and D-backs, and you can't put
why don't you talk to me about that?
What do you mean?
Well, I like your run line. I like the Dodgers to win this game, but I'm saying over in the thing. I can work with my friends.
No, I felt bad about your Golden State.
No, don't feel bad. I can work with you with that Dodger bet. Let's make it comfortable for us.
Either of those are great bets.
I do too.
It's too late.
Good either way.
It's too late, Gorms. It's already in. And then the last pick that is being left out is. It's not because of us. It's also another technical thing.
It's Vegas.
Washington Mystics are just not allowed in the parlay because Vegas knows it's a goddamn winner, minus 11. So with all of that being said, we have a five-team parlay today. We're going first five Colorado Rockies from myself. It's my best bet. First five Twins, we're all on it. Tampa Bay Rays, minus the 1.5 from Todd. Toronto Raptors, plus 2 from Todd. And then Gorms, over 9.5. Diamondbacks, Arizona Diamondbacks, and Los Angeles Dodgers. That is $5 to win $142. Nothing to shake your fucking stick at.
No. Not at all. And Tony, don't forget, it always goes a long way in this betting game.
Yep.
Karma. So be sure to say hi to a stranger today, folks. It works in your favor.
MyAction.app/RubberBets. Follow us on Twitter @RubberBets. Subscribe, rate, review. I have booked 13 covers of NFL teams.
Oh, I like that.
So we'll start with those. We're going to start interviewing them tomorrow, actually. So I don't know if we want to release the first one on Friday or we just want to start clean on Monday with it. Probably that. But the NFL preview, big gambling preview, will start on Monday. Let's just say that.
Nice.
I like it. Let's go.
All right. And with all that being said, again, Good luck.
Good luck.
Pay him. Pay that man his money.